Ross or Curtis?
I've got three situations. All you need to do, dear listener, is tell me what happened next.
Oh, Ross or Curtis?
Anyone know the scores this week?
Well, Anna won on Monday and then Hugh won yesterday, so...
So you're rubbish.
Yeah.
Anna's back off the news.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm going to be less competitive today.
No, don't. I like it.
Do you? Right. Okay.
Here's your first one.
Oh, Ross or Curtis?
You know, same difference.
Yeah.
We just played their new single, We Are
One. We did. You enjoyed that, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How well do you think they know each other?
I would say quite well.
Well, you know, they're brother and sister, but do they know each other really well? We put that to the test, and we did a game of Mr. and... Well, not Mr. and Mrs., more brother and sister. What I did was I asked Sarah off Same Difference three questions about her brother Sean, then asked him the same questions. Here's something to ponder. How many of their answers would match up on Brother and Sister, our new game? Anna.
I reckon... I'm going to say three, actually. I'm going to say all three, full house.
Three out of three?
Yeah.
Becky.
Oh, that was blatantly three. Two.
Only one way to find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Let's find out how well Same Difference really know each other. Hi, Sean.
Hello.
Welcome back to the room.
Okay.
I asked Sarah three questions.
Right.
She tried to guess what you would say.
Okay.
I asked Sarah, which celebrity do you have a major crush on?
She would have gone with one of two, but I think Rachel Bilson.
Sean fancies Rachel Bilson from The O.C.
Yeah! I'm so good at this game! Woo!
It was one of two.
Who's the other one?
I don't want to say.
Oh. Vanessa Hudgens?
Yeah, Vanessa Hudgens, yeah.
Sean, we are Sarah. What's the worst item of clothing in your wardrobe?
This is a killer.
Are there lots?
I'm trying to think. Yeah, a lot of my wardrobe is a bit random. Okay. Worst item of clothing. This is ridiculous. I can't think of anything that you'd say.
Seriously, Sean, go all day there.
I've got a pair of cycling shorts.
I'm going to go for dungarees. He's got a pair of nice blue ones.
Oh, no!
Oh, what's up with them? I like them. Oh, come on.
Nice, okay. Well, that's one out of three so far, okay.
All right.
Then I asked, what's your most annoying habit?
God, I've got loads, but I don't know what she would say. The thing that she hates the most of me is when she's, like, talking, I'll go, shh, like that to her. Like, I forget.
Sean's most annoying habit is that he can never make a decision. He is the most indecisive person. You'll say, like, there'll be two pairs of shoes, and he's like, oh, no, oh, I don't know, which ones? Oh, no, I don't know.
No!
Oh!
As we've just witnessed.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Proof's in the pudding.
So it was one, which means that Becky gets the point.
Yeah.
You're losing it, Anna. You're losing it.
I feel let down by Same Difference.
Why? You thought they knew each other better than that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big difference, more like.
Well,
rubbish.
So, question. Is it wrong for boys to wear dungarees? I think it is.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Maybe not in Portsmouth. Bit of Southampton-Portsmouth rivalry there. Don't mean it. Everyone in Pompey, hi. Next. You know Sir Alan Sugar. He was on with Chris Moyles this morning.
Mm.
And we worked out, from that interview, the way to become a successful multi-millionaire entrepreneur just like Sir Alan himself. Here's how you do it. Never speak before you've completely thought of your answer 100% and never leave any silence at all. Here's my question. How many times did Sir Alan Sugar say, during Chris Moyles' show when he was on this morning? Becky.
20.
Anna Lee.
40.
I have your answers, let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Play along at home on 81199. Here's Sir Alan Sugar on Chris Moore's show today. Quite a lot, as you can hear. It's getting quite boring now, isn't it? Let's liven it up a bit. The answer was 76 ums with Sir Alan today, which means it's now 1-1. Well done, Anna.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know, on Newsnight.
Yes, I do. I watch that every single day and it's great.
They ask really hard-hitting questions, don't they? Political questions.
Yes. Yes, they do.
Now, Radio 1 has somebody just as hard-hitting as that. And she works in the office upstairs. Her name is Gemma. And she asks the questions that really matter. Forget Paxman, forget Emily Maitlis, forget that other woman, I can't remember her name. We have got our own person on the streets of Great Britain asking the questions that are really hard-hitting. Here is today's question.
Would you rather snog ant or deck?
That's right. Would you rather snog ant or deck? Okay? We are some people on the streets with hard-hitting Gemma from upstairs. Which one got the most votes? Ant or deck? Anna.
Got to be deck, I reckon.
Why do you say that?
Because I think deck's a bit better looking, actually. I would snog deck rather than ant.
All right. Becky.
Well, I've got to say ant now, haven't I?
Well.
So ant.
So ant. So you're saying deck, Anna?
I'm saying deck.
You're saying ant, Becky. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
We sent our hard-hitting journalists onto the streets of Great Britain to ask, who would you rather snog, ant or deck?
Would you rather snog ant or deck?
Ant because he's taller.
Deck because he's cooler.
Ant because he's funnier and better eyes.
Ant because he's just better looking.
Deck because ant's got a big forehead.
Would you rather snog ant or deck?
I don't know, actually. I like both of them because they're both Geordies, and I'm a fan of Geordies. But probably Deck because his forehead's not as big as Ant.
Ant because I love his forehead.
Would you rather snog Ant or Deck?
Which one's got the bigger forehead?
Ant.
Oh, like Deck.
Deck. Ant's forehead's too big.
Would you rather snog Ant or Deck?
Ant.
Deck. Deck.
Ant. Deck's too short.
Ant because he's a little bit prettier.
Deck.
Ant.
Would you rather snog ant or deck?
The little one, deck. No, ant. I don't know.
Ant.
I think.
I don't even know, like, who's ant or who's deck. I'll just go for ant.
So, ant was the most popular answer, which means that Becky wins today's what's
well
occurring,
done,
2-1. You lost your grip there, Anna.
I didn't realise height was going to be a factor.
Okay.
Oh,